Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. Hi, it's Uncle Tom in the bunker. And I had the bunker before Mark Levin had his basement. A couple of things. I was listening to Dennis Miller coming home for lunch, and he had a guy that he let on, and I could tell as soon as he let him on, he was sorry he flipped that switch, and the guy was sort of medicated, and he was verlassen, he was forlorn, and he went, "Hello, Dennis. I'm not feeling good today, Dennis. Oh, Dennis, I'm feeling down with the holidays. My parents are old, and I'm all alone. I'm 2,000 miles from you, Dennis." And Dennis said, he tried to cheer him up. You know, he ran with the ball. He said, "Hey, look, you know, why don't you go see your parents and get a hug? That's what parents are for. You know, everybody has their bad days." And the guy goes, "Hey, Dennis, can I get a gold coin?" And Dennis says, he rolled right into it. He said, "Yeah, no problem. Give your name to the girl. We'll send you a gold coin." The guy doesn't know it's going to have chocolate in it. Dennis has one of his sponsors is a gold company. So, you know what a gold coin, if 1 ounce of gold is $1,300, right? Yeah. Dennis can have a gold coin. I guess the switchboard lit up right after that. But I got a chuckle out of it. The only thing I don't like about Dennis is you need a thesaurus to translate. His vocabulary is too good. I like people with a street vocabulary. You know, like when Nancy Pelosi says she's been hurt by rhetoric. Is that the same as BS? Because I don't understand what rhetoric is, but I understand BS. Now hang in there. We'll give you a tone. We're going to try and liven you up a little bit. Thank you. Have you ever met a saint? Do you know a real, live, living saint? Do you believe there's such a thing as saints? I'm going to tell you about a saint. A real, live, living saint. And I'm sure she's not alone in this world. This saint has been saving up for a vacation for a whole year. She's getting ready to go on vacation, and her husband gets sick. She loses $3,000 in a trip that she's been looking forward to all year. Devastating. She bounces back. The next time I see her, it's 11 o'clock at night. She's going out to the ghetto. She has got a jar full of coins. She's going to visit a black woman who is losing her house. And she's giving her the jar of coins that she's been saving for about a year. She asked me, how much you think is there? I said, looks about like 200. She goes to the ghetto. She sits outside the woman's house and she waits 20 minutes. There's other people that live in the house. She's reluctant to go in, and she drives home, and she tells me the next day she's going to give the woman the coins when she sees her at work. This is a living saint. When there's no more left to give, she will give more. And I'm privileged to know her. We're watching the Tudors. Have you watched the Tudors? Man, I'll tell you. You got to watch the Tudors. They say the lessons of history, if you don't learn them, they're oft repeated. You got to watch this Henry Tudor. I mean, this guy was evil personified. And they're trying to make him look good. They're giving him a liberal bent. Oh, you don't say the word liberal anymore. It's progressive now. Liberals too communist. Progressive, they can still get under the wire. Yeah, and you know what conclusion I came to watching the Tudors? Absolute power corrupts absolutely, no matter who has the power. It's too heady. It's too much of a high. You can't let anybody have all that power. And you can't let the Democrats have three branches of government. If you do, you're asking for trouble, and you're getting it right now. I mean, they're running roughshod over the American people. You have no say. They're in charge. They're in control. They've got all the whips. They got all the horses. Never allow one party to take three branches of government. Never allow that to happen. That is you're asking for a coup d'etat when you allow that to happen. And I'm not saying the Republicans are any better. I can't stand the Republicans. I think they're all cowards. I think they are church mice. They scamper around. They say nothing. They lay low. They hope they'll be overlooked and they'll be swept into office on Obama's mistakes. And Obama's making a lot of them. His biggest mistake is he surrounded himself with too many bad guys. Too many people that want to hurt this country. If he was his own man, he'd have a better chance. But the Republicans have to go. Lindsey Graham has to go. You cannot have him representing anybody. I caught him condemning troops in Iraq for shooting back. And he wanted to make an example out of them. He wanted to make an example out of the privates. Lindsey Graham is a very dangerous man. He is no Francis Marion in South Carolina. Do not send him back. You get rid of Lindsey Graham, I'll get rid of Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the Lindsey Graham of the North. Lindsey Graham can't be trusted, he can't be counted on. We all know about Arlen Specter. He turned rat. He was a rat from the first day he ever came into office, and Bush endorsed him. Bush endorsed him over the conservative because Bush felt that Arlen could win and the conservative wouldn't. How's that for standing by your man? How about if we all felt that Bush couldn't win and we didn't endorse him? And Bush also walked away from New York and New Jersey when he could have came and fought for both states. But he was advised by ill advisors to not go to New York and ask for the vote, and not go to New Jersey and ask for the vote. Had he gone to both states, he would have got one out of two. But he had bad advisors, and they're all gone now. I do not want to see the lesser of two evils being swept back into power. I want to see new crooks. I want to see people that don't know which way the money's supposed to flow. I want to see people that say, what's in this envelope? Why did he give me this envelope? Why is that Chinese guy walking away in a military uniform? The guy that just gave me the envelope. Why is that sheikh walking away? And he gave me this this cushion. That's what I want to see. Housewives. I want to see housewives in Washington. I want to hear the one question. Why do you need that? In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I tell a story about when Secretary Cohen was the Secretary of Defense. This is the Secretary Cohen who on 9/11 was giving an award to Jack Valenti in Hollywood. You know who Jack Valenti is? He was appointed by the Kennedys to allow porn to flourish on the silver screen, on the multicolor screen. Yes, that was probably a gift to Sam Giancana. Jack Valenti became an editor. Yeah, the sweetheart of the porn industry. Yeah, if you ever knew the deals that were made behind your back, you know what? You'd be on a roof with a rifle right now. If you ever knew how much you were sold out, these people, they don't even... They're like the Praetorian Guard, and after the death of Caligula, when they auctioned off the emperorship. That's what they're doing down in Washington. They're all no good. 48 of them, senators, are flag burners. Can you believe that? They voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. It was called the Flag Desecration Act, and they said, no, let it burn. They called it freedom of speech. And now... they're picking your pocket. They can't get enough of your money. And it was 135 congressmen that also, I call them Viet Congress mice. They also voted to burn the flag. And every time, and you noticed you haven't seen any coffins being offloaded from Iraq or Afghanistan? They don't show you that no more. There's a blackout. When Bush was president, they were showing you every hand, arm, and leg that came off the plane. Every day. The body count was in your face. How many have died in Afghanistan since Obama's been president? Do you know? I don't know. I think the count was 564 when Bush was in office. But I don't know what it is now. It's a secret. And every time I see Admiral Lemon, he's giving another speech to the troops about, be nice now, fellas. Be nice. Be nice to the enemy. After all, we don't want to make enemies. Yeah, just an admiral can't be in charge of ground troops. Sorry, pal. No way. Somebody should go into his bathtub and sink his ships. And the State Department can't be in charge of ground troops either. The State Department is the biggest enemy we have. Next to Osama bin Laden. So, what else were we talking about? You got to get rid of both the Republicans and the Democrats. You got to put in fresh crooks. You got a clean house now. You'll never get another chance. These people are consumed with power. They have a 20-year plan, and you don't fit into it. You'll be working. You'll be working four jobs. They'll come to your house and want to know how old your children are and do they have their working papers yet. Your family's going to be cutting sugarcane in Louisiana for Mary Landrieu, who got $300 million to sell her vote. How's that? Mary Landrieu, by the way, voted to burn the flag. You like that? Yeah. She voted to burn the flag. I think she also votes to kill kids. Usually flag burners are also baby killers. You like this ad on TV? You see the one that's showing you all the dogs that have been abused? But they won't show you a body pile of 1,400,000 Americans. And I just seen some stats that are absolutely sickening. 36% of all the kids that are murdered in this country are black. And I know, and you know, there are people that say that's not a bad idea. You know that. You know that. They can't take care of themselves, let them die. You don't think that happens? It's not only the couple that wanted a boy and they got a girl and they said kill her. It's only tissue. It's only a little bit of tissue. It's only a little bit of tissue, but it's God's tissue. And when you go face the big banger, he's going to say, what did you do to my tissue? And you're going to tell him it's really not a baby. And the fires of hell are going to burn your ass. You know what? You're not going to get it for killing the kid. You're going to get it for lying to God. Hang in there. We'll give you another tune to cheer you up. I'm dedicating this tune to the 911 victims who were on Hannity's show Saturday and Sunday night. I'm dedicating this tune to them who know what it is to lose a loved one. I'm dedicating this tune to them for suffering once again this Eric Holder charade and this communist monkey trial that's being perpetrated by a bribe packager under the Clinton administration who got Bill Clinton a golden saxophone and millions of dollars that is alleged. And he freed the terrorist who tried to kill Harry Truman, the last real Democrat. And this is the Eric Holder at work again. I don't know who he works for, but he definitely doesn't work for this country. So this is for the mothers who buried their sons, when it should have been the sons who bury their mothers.
Of life in me, and now I can't believe the man I see. With pride I watch you grow and mystery. You build up my love.
There was a woman about 2009 years ago that had a one and only son. And people make fun of her 2009 years later. And they can't even say Merry Christmas.
Come on me. the low light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
What was your father's favorite prayer? Think about that. Did you ever stand next to him and listen to him pray? Think about that. Is there a question that you would like to ask your grandfather or your grandmother that you never got a chance to ask and you'd like to know the answer now? That's what precious memories are all about.
They linger.
next tune is dedicated to Danny Pearl, young Jewish fella who was sold by the Pakistanis to the Saudis so that Sheikh Khalid Mohammed could cut his throat in a video. He was aborted by Al-Qaeda. And his only crime was he was Jewish. So on this Hanukkah, we remember Danny Pearl and Corporal Anzac, who was fished out of the Tigris River after being tortured and executed. And the four Blackwater advisors who were hung from the Fallujah Bridge, the Fallujah that we had to go into twice because the higher-ups in the Marine Corps screwed it all up and cost extra lives. Let us also remember all POWs, both the prisoners of war and the prisoners of the womb. You talk about crimes against humanity. 1,400,000 American babies executed every year. In 5 years, we beat the Holocaust. In 25 years, we wiped out the entire population of Ireland. And you don't think we're not going to be held accountable? Tell God it's only a little tissue. Seems like after 4 years of any war, Americans can't take it no more. Why send somebody to fight and die if you can't take it no more? I'm going to play a memorial bit for the 58,000 who were on the wall in Washington, D.C., who died in Vietnam, who were abandoned by the American people, who were betrayed by the American people. Both parties sold them out. The Democrats did more dirty work than the Republicans. The Kerrys and the Hanoi Janes, they really hurt them. They really hurt the country. And as a reward, we gave them both fame and money. But the 58,000, they just got a piece of granite with their name on it. God bless them.
Thank you.
of watching the episodes of the Tudors, I tell you, the person I admired more than anybody was Catherine of Aragon, Henry's first wife. She should have been canonized, as far as I'm concerned, even before Thomas More. She was loyal, and she just kept her vow. She refused to break her vow. She was fantastic. And I think it's sort of alluded to that he might have poisoned her. He was a bad guy. And he had a syphilitic mind. And he had VD. He infected a lot of people. He infected a whole religion. And it's funny that at one time when he was defending the Catholic Church, the Pope named him a defender of the faith. And that very title is carried on in succession to the Queen of England to this day. When they announce the Queen and her titles, one of the titles is defender of the faith. It was sad. A lot of people died because of this guy's peccadilloes. He was the Bill Clinton of his time. Well, Catherine of Aragon was really was Catherine the Great. And she was the daughter of Ferdinand and Isabella. Unbelievable. And she died in a country, the people loved her. Because she was a good person. How can you not love a good person? But truly, she was a saint. So we'll close with a dedication to good mothers.
Peccatoribus, nunc
We can't say Merry Christmas without a Latin jingle bells. Turn on Fox this morning, and there's Hillary Clinton defending the three Minnesota fools who taunted the Iranians up on the border and stepped across the line. There should be a dance called the Minnesota Jerk. I have never seen so many jerks come out of Minnesota. Isn't Russell Feingold from Minnesota? What about the governor that wrestled his opposition to the ground? Do you ever see that jerk? They're all jerks. I never seen so many jerks come out of cold country. Usually cold people in cold country, they sort of cling together to get a little warmth. These people from Minnesota, there definitely should be a dance, the Minnesota Jerk. It's unbelievable. And here's these Democrats. They're going to chastise Iran because three kids, that's what they call them, kids. They're three Minnesota jerks. Went up on the Kurdistan border and taunted the Iranian police until they stepped across the line. And now Hillary Clinton wants them back. But Hillary Clinton won't take on the Queen of England to get Mike Savage's name off of the terrorist list. Yeah, because you know what? Mike is the wrong color. He's red, white, and blue. Unbelievable. Yeah, so it's time. Let me tell you something. Those three people should have been in the military, and then they would know. What's the matter? They never heard of the word Garmin? They deliberately got arrested. They wanted the press. They are three Minnesota jerks. And their senator calls them kids. They're just kids. Let me tell you something. In Africa, 10-year-old kids carry AK-47s. In Afghanistan, 12-year-old kids blow up hotels. So be careful who you call a kid, a lady. And I'll be careful who I call a lady. And the other good news is that the Daily corrupt machine has just got a contract from their puppet president to move Gitmo to an Illinois prison. More jobs. Yeah, more jobs for Al-Qaeda. And they got this lawyer on Fox named Julian who represents the party of death. There's an evil man with a short haircut. Unbelievable. And he's saying that not only do the Democrats want the Gitmo murderers transferred to American soil, but Gates, who was appointed by George Bush, wants it also. Secretary of State Gates. Let me tell you something.
this is one more reason why you got to vote both parties out of office, because none of them deserve the job. They bring their excuses with them from the previous administration. And that's all they do. They stand up there and give you 27 excuses for why they are failures. Fire them all for incompetence. And you know what? You don't need $100 million, Sarah Palin, to run for president. All you need is the love of the American people. Money is no object. You need $100 million to be president. That's a disgrace. The most you should need is 10 bucks in a soapbox. And TV should be free to all presidential candidates, except for Al Sharpton. How do you like Chris Matthews saying that when Obama went to West Point, he was in the enemy camp? How do you like that? Isn't that something? Is this guy an outright communist? Does Wolf Blitzer cling to his tingled leg? It's a wonder we still have a country with guys like Chris Matthews, Raslan Johnny, being a spokesman for America. And magazines like Newsweek, which is only good for the bottom of my parakeet cage. My parakeets love Newsweek. And once in a while, I decorate it with the New York slimes. Who, by the way, is advertising on Fox to get some readership back. There's a rumor today that GE is going to sell off NBC to the Chinese. And don't forget, everybody in the world is drilling for oil but us. And Exxon's going into the LNG business, and Chuck Schumer is trying to get a windfall profits tax going. Yeah, Chuck Schumer, who is bringing Al-Qaeda to New York under instructions from the fifth imam, El Presidente, Hugo Chavez II. Al Gore announced today to a mixed audience of penguins, polar bears, and seals that the polar ice cap could be gone in 5 years. And just as he said that, his double scoop of pistachio ice cream melted off his sugar cone, and he started to cry. But he sold a lot of head warmers at $1,000 each. Be sure to get your polar ice cap. Propellers are extra, and they are endorsed by the British government. In other news today, Tiger Woods was treated for polar bear disorder. Senator Smiling Chuck Schumer was rushed to the vet to get his global warming shot. And Al Gore's warning has been endorsed by Cocky Locky Reed and Henny Penny Pelosi. Can you believe these people are running the country? What's left in your wallet? Hello, is this the order department? Hi, this is Tiger Woods. I'd like to order 18 pajamagrams. Full size. You know whose show I don't listen to? I do not listen to Joe Scarborough and Nikita Khrushchev. I can't stand Joe Scarborough. You know why? because he tries to pass himself off as a Republican. If he's a Republican, Moses was an Apache. Joe Scarborough, Mr. Softy. Yeah, that's what he should be doing, driving his septic tank truck called Mr. Softy. Yeah, he's supposed to be a fair and impartial Republican. Let me tell you something. John Wilkes Booth was a fair and impartial Republican. No thanks, Joe. I don't buy it. You ain't selling it to me. You stick that Democrat communism where the sun don't shine and stop playing I'm a Republican too. If you're a Republican, I don't want to be a Republican. I want to be an American fundamentalist, because American fundamentalists have more fun. And you've always been a lackey for NBC. We know that. You were bought and sold a long time ago. Yeah. Chris Matthews, Raspanjani, traded you for a three shakes of a lamb's tail. As for the Gitmo detainees, they never should have made it to Gitmo. They should have been killed on the battlefield where they came to kill Americans. They should have been left there and finished off. But being that we have this this kitty litter left over, the best thing we could do is get their pictures taken with the Mako dolphins. Yeah, and we could all be their chum. Or they could be our chum, depending on who goes into the water first. Hey, Khaled, come here, get your picture taken with the great white dolphin. We get a hit in New York with this Scopes monkey trial by Al-Qaeda. I would not want to be Osama bin Laden, and I would not want to be Eric Holder, because there will be a posse coming get us out there looking for those two guys. Yeah, I got to tell you something. This is a Death Wish 3. America doesn't learn. We're going to get a lesson in how to level Beirut right here in Manhattan. And everybody who sanctioned this, from Chuck Schumer to Mayor Bloomingdale to Congressman Nadler, who votes to burn the flag along with Chuck Schumer, okay, these guys have all got to stand trial. They got to stand trial because they did not defend the Constitution, and they did not defend my Constitution. And they all got to be arrested, and they have to stand trial. And then after they're sentenced, they should be sent to Gitmo. Big Gitmo. Bigger Gitmo. And rule number one in the law of mortal combat is, if they meet you on the battlefield, they intend to kill you. And do not leave them alive on the battlefield. Finish them off where you find them. If they're twitching, untwitch them. And all crying jag lawyers should be point men in reconnaissance platoons, and they should be the furthest one out in front, without a cell phone. What's the name of that book that Osama bin Laden wrote, The Audacity of Arrogance? That's what you got going on in the House and the Senate. The public be damned, there should be the sign. Anytime you see Chuck Schumer smiling, you know some American is getting screwed somewhere. And it's just been announced Hillary Clinton has offered herself to be a hostage in Iran for the release of the three Minnesota jerks. And the Iranians said no. And here's a message for anus in the morning. Take your boot off before you put your foot in your mouth. You need to have your head examined. All your liberal friends betrayed you in your moment of need, especially Al Sharpton, and you couldn't give the guy enough hickeys on the hiney. Yeah, but you're going after Sarah Palin, who would probably have died to defend you. That goes to show you that you have canceled all the good that you have done in this world when you used to blow the bugle for the Marine Corps. And you ought to start doing penance and walk on your knees to the White House. Yeah, dressed in sackcloth and ashes. You're a disgrace, Imus. You don't even know when to stop. Give it a break, Imus. The people that betrayed you hate your guts, and you're still kissing their buttocks. Yeah, my best friend is Maureen Dude. Give me a break. And I love the girl who writes for Communist Newsweek. Give me a break, Imus. Give it a rest. Go get a Hood Gibson album. I bet you your favorite cowboy hero is Lash LaRue. For all the wrong reasons. Your wife should be canonized. The woman is a living saint. She's living hell on earth. Catherine of Aragon had it easier. There's a well-known entertainment figure who's been around for many years. You could say he's the Bob Hope of wounded soldiers. If you go to my website at www.captainsblog.us and you scroll down, you'll see about 2,500 names and faces of those who died in Iraq and Afghanistan. You'll also see some hospital scenes, and you'll see celebrities like Denzel Washington visiting the troops. And the guy who keeps himself completely out of the public eye when he does his Good Samaritan missions, his name is Regis Philbin. And there's one photo in particular of Regis Philbin, and he's sitting next to a GI who's got one leg that looks like Swiss cheese, and the other leg is missing. And you can see the guy is down. He's so far down, you wonder if he can get up off the bed. And Regis is reading him a letter from home. And Regis never, never publishes those PR photos. I happened to get it by accident. So Merry Christmas, Regis, because you make a lot of GIs Christmas. I just have to re-emphasize once more, when you see like these three Navy SEALs being brought up on charges, or you see Colonel Chisani being brought up on charges, being vindicated and being brought up on more charges because they're annoyed they didn't get him the first go around, you have to ask yourself one question. Who is behind the scenes committing these Cromwellian acts? You have to ask yourself, who is behind this persecution of American military while they're on the battlefield risking their lives for this country? You've got to dig into these rats who are selling out this country, and they all have law degrees. We have too many lawyers in Washington as it is now. It's time to get rid of the lawyers and the millionaires. It is time to elect the people. It is time to send housewives to Washington who ask key questions like, why are you spending $500,000 to change the color of the berets? Why are we paying somebody to pee on a crucifix in a jar? The only grants, like I said before, that Americans are entitled to are the ones that are on the $50 bills in their pocket, and they should stay there. The government should keep their hands off those grants. Hang in there, and we'll give you another tune. But protect the troops. You got to watch their back. If you don't, oh, by the way, Ayman Zawahiri, the guy that's responsible for the murder of Anwar Sadat, and he is Osama's number two man. He is sending messages to Sheikh Khalid Mohammed that Al-Qaeda is with him. And I just hope that you have a flak jacket if you live in New York, because this Eric Holder is going to bring more death and destruction to this city than Osama bin Laden did. And when that happens, Eric Holder has to be brought up on charges, along with the mayor of the city of New York, along with the two senators from the state of New York, along with all the congressmen from the state of New York, along with the city council and the police commissioner. And they all have to be brought up on charges. And please, no more committees, no more hearings, and no more book deals. Let's get to work. Let's string them up real quick and fire them all, because they allowed it to happen. On their watch, they invited Al-Qaeda to come to New York. Eric Holder's not fit to be a towel man in the Copacabana.
I'm listening to Steve Malzberg, and he's up in arms over the fact that they've got rules of engagement for the Marines going into Afghanistan, and they've tied their hands. They're making it a crime to shoot back. These guys are going to get picked off. They're going to get slaughtered unnecessarily. They're not going to have a fighting chance. And, of course, that's what the communists want, because they want everybody to be outraged and say, pull them out. See? And that's how they retreat from Osama bin Laden, who's coming to New York very shortly. Yeah. And Obama and Eric Holder brought him here. And just remember that. And there wasn't one politician in New York that stood up against him and said, take them and stick them where the sun don't shine. I don't want them here. I'm not jeopardizing one subway rider for these Muslim bastards. Muslim, bad Muslim terrorists. Yeah, Allahu Akbar, BS. You know what? We're not taking this war serious. And the only time you're going to see us take it serious when every Marine is walking around with a flamethrower. And then you'll know the fit has hit the shan. In the meantime, you got politicians selling this country out like it's on an auction block. You got people that are bidding for your income. We can't protect the borders. We can't stop drugs. We can't do anything except give out sexual awards for spreading germs. We're in trouble. We're all up the fat lady's burqa. And it's getting worse by the second. Oh, in case I forget, Merry Christmas, everybody. Peace on earth and kill bin Laden. Looks like Joe Lieberman, the Republican fair-haired boy, did his old double-cross today. And standing next to him, while he said that vanilla is really chocolate, he is Olympia Snow. And she's getting ready to double-cross the Republicans. She's all Inspector and Drag. And you know what it goes to prove? Both parties suck. You got to get rid of them all. Olympia Snow is a Democrat in Republican clothes. She's got to go. Half the Republican Party's got to go. The entire Democrat Party's got to go. And you cannot afford to have one party running all three branches of government. You see what's happening right here in front of your eyes. You're going to get what they want you to have, whether you like it or not. And you can send all the emails and all the letters and all the faxes to your Congress mouse, and he is going to file them in the round file. Because he's running the show, not you. And until you get rid of him and teach him what the word fire means, you're going to be sucking wind. I said it 4 years ago. You can't tell the players without a scorecard, And the golden rule scorecard is never trust a flag burner of record. Joe Lieberman is a flag burner, and he's a baby killer, and he passes himself off as Orthodox Jewish. Tell me what Orthodox Jew votes to burn the American flag. Tell me what Orthodox Jew votes to kill kids. Joe Lieberman is no good. He's never been any good. He's just been selling us a bill of goods. Never trust a flag burner of record, and never trust a baby killer. You get rid of them, you'll get your country back. You don't get rid of them, they'll get rid of you.
Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas,
take you now to the congressional floor. Barbara Boxer is taking questions. Helen Boxer? Helen Boxer? Yes. If I vote with you to kill the babies, will I get a uniform? Of course, we're all going to have uniforms. And remember, it's not killing babies.
It's the final solution.
Your old mein Gupfer.
And remember, killing babies is the same as taking Viagra.
Herrn Batze, you mean you can go blind from killing the babies too?
Welcome to America, one giant freak show for mankind. Let me see if I can find a Jesus tune. Maybe one day out of 365, we can love God and His children. Okay, be sure to call in your orders for pajamagrams for your wife and your mistress. Hold on, we got a phone call coming in. Hello? Yeah, this is Tiger Wood, and I'd like to order 18 pajamagrams.
So much higher than mine.